Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is the Three Good Things Podcast. I am your old pal, Rob, and it is a good day to have a good day. I hope you are doing just that. It is a beautiful Sunday morning here in the Republic of Texas, where I am currently getting ready to leave and heading out into the world to do the things that I do for the people that I do them for. And it's a challenge some days. It's a difficulty some days. There's a constant barrage of problems and issues and concerns and all of that. We do that, and we have challenges. Everybody has challenges of some type on some level, right? But here's the thing. I think that we are getting to a spot where we are letting the bells of anxiety ring out all the other noise and good things that are around us and have happened for us. I think we're letting fear take control. I think we're letting anxiety take control. We're letting the wrong things run us. And every day's a challenge, right? Every day, everybody has the challenge, that they face every day, no matter what. You know, I mean, you have more money than you need or not enough. You can have, more food than you can eat or not enough. You can have, a roof over your head or none. Challenges are challenges. Everybody has their own battle that they fight kind of on a daily basis, right? So that's a thing. That's an obvious thing, right? So we don't have the ability not to fight certain battles, right? But here's the thing. We can sit down and make the decision that we're going to do our best in each one of these battles, but we don't, not only do we not have the right not to have battle, or not to have difficulty, or not to have trouble, it is both a privilege and an honor to have those battles. You're here. You're in place. You exist. So therefore, there is difficulty, and there is suffering, and there is challenge, and there is difficulty. It is what it is. You have to see this. You have to see this whole thing, in my view, at least, as if it is a blessing that you have. Because what you have is a blessing. So here's what I mean. Imagine you are at sea, and the storms push toward you, and you're heading toward a storm, and it's not good, or the storm is coming to you, and the seas are getting wild, and it's getting ruckus, and all of these things are happening, and you don't feel comfortable, and all that, right? You know bad is coming. You see rough seas. Now, you're on a boat. That's 98% of the battle right there. You're on a boat. If you're a human floating on a log or floating on a small raft, you're in much more danger, right? So if you happen to be on a boat in that storm, that's your blessing. Let everything build from that. That's your benefit. That's your joy. That's your peace. That's it. It doesn't matter if the boat is big or small. It doesn't matter if the boat has all of the amenities you want or none of them. You have a boat, and you're much more likely to survive because you have a boat. So it's better to be on a boat than to not, right? So the point, of course, is that you have the ability to show up every day. And you do show up every day, but you have to realize the ground you're fighting on. You have to realize what you're dealing with, and you have to move forward and stop being afraid. Stop being afraid to act. Stop being afraid to move forward. Stop being afraid to make a decision. You might find yourself embarrassed. You might find yourself challenged in a way that you're not comfortable with. Possibly true. It could happen. Has happened, will happen again. But so what? You see, the difficulty is do you wish to live? This is the question you have to ask. And if you wish to live, then living requires you to do things that you're not always comfortable doing. Does that suck? It does. But does that mean you should give up? It fucking doesn't. Now, there are times when the effort is not worth it, when the juice is not worth the squeeze. And everybody understands that. But when we're talking about the essential things in this life that we do, we are talking about the stuff that nobody else can do for us, that that only journeys that only we can take, actions that only we can undertake, the things that only we can do, think of, or be a part of. That's it, right? What does it mean? What does that mean? Well, it means if you have to go into the meeting that you don't want to go in, or you have to go to this retreat that you don't want to go to, or you have to go to this, you have to do the work that you don't want to do, or you don't think is equal to your station, or you think or it's going to be too hard, or it's going to be too challenging, or whatever. You have to make the decision to do it. And you will be better on the other side of it once having done it. But you have to get out of your own fucking way here. Because a lot of times, and it obviously everyone's different, right? But a lot of times people will get so bogged down in their own shit and so in their own way that they can't see the forest for the trees. They can't see the benefits and the blessings that surround them. To some people, they may be on an ocean liner and see the storm coming, and it may be no better in their minds. In their minds now. Not objectively, but subjectively, in their minds. It'd be no better than being on that log or being on that small raft. But you're on an ocean liner that, you know, has technology and has, you know, a galley to feed you and a place to show you shows, and you can listen to music and drink and do all these things. And it's a storm. We can manage the storm. But you have to learn, I have to learn, we all have to learn to feel comfortable in misery. Learning to be comfortable in misery, learning how to manage your nervous system in misery, in difficulty, in challenge, learning how to do that it makes you a better human when you decide that you're going to move forward anyway. So fear, as we know, we've talked about that a little bit, and everybody who has looked at fear knows it can be an acronym. You know, fuck everything and run, or face everything and rise, right? It is what it is, right? So you make the decision. I want to run away. Then run. And you will continue to run until your dying day, which will come sooner than most people. Because that fear will drive cortisol, will drive ghrelin and leptin and all these terrible hormones. Your fear is killing you, whether you like that or not. And your fear, you not gaining control of your central nervous system and regulating that shit, is killing you. And it will continue to kill you with fucking impunity, because your fear is your brain saying, we have to be afraid of everything. Listen to the alarm bells, alarm bells, alarm bells, alarm bells. Oh my God. Tell your brain, order your brain silent, quiet, turn it off, no more. Make the decision and tell your brain what you're going to do and order your brain to get it done. Order your mind to say, use your mind and your will to say no more. No more junk food. No more sugar, no more alcohol, no more drugs, no more promiscuous behavior, no more this, no more that. Don't do any more of that. Find something else to fill that space that you need filled, and then get on with it. Fix your own shit. Grab your own thing. Whatever it is, whatever that means to you, it could mean anything from going to church every Sunday, which you could be doing today. I'm not. I'm not a follower like that. But I will tell you this. I don't fault anybody for following and or believing, because I think myself that it's a fantastic situation when you can bring your nervous system to heal, when you can regulate your emotions, because you've been trained in a way to do so. And whether that means it's, you know, because you're going to give it to God, or whether it means you're going to, say a spell and prayer or whatever, it's all the same. But you're handing it to something else, some other deity, some other force, to allow that force to take the weight off of your own mind and your own heart to push it forward. And you know full well the actions you take, they're still your responsibility. You have to know that. You do know that. You must know that. But it doesn't matter if you know that or not, because here's what matters. What matters is how well you walk through the fire. Here's what it means. If you are facing those rough seas, that difficult ocean, that misery, that hell, if you're facing those things, how you get through those things every single day, every single week, every single month, every single year, that is who you will become. That is who you are. That will become who you are. It is who you are, and it will be who you will become. All of these things are facts. And I know you don't want to hear that, but I'm going to tell you anyway, because it's true. If you are constantly in fear, if you're constantly running away, if you're constantly in concern and fear and misery, then you're going to continue to be in that misery all the time, forever and ever, amen. That's how it's going to work. Or you can physically make the change. You can mentally make the change. You can spiritually make the change. And here's a little bit more. As I've said before, you have three aspects of your humanity that must be attended to consistently for you to be whole and comfortable in your environment. Your physical body, the physical aspect of your life, the mental aspect of your life, and the spiritual aspect of your life. You can choose that last one. You can choose to be Christian or Muslim or Jewish or pagan or whatever, but you have to be something and try to understand the world around you, because here's the deepest of those problems. If you never try to figure out the world around you, if you have zero curiosity about the world around you, then you are constantly in fear because you never fucking know anything. If you figure yourself, oh, I don't want to know about the body. I don't want to know about how the mind works. I don't want to know about how society works. I don't need to know any of this stuff. You are in a constant state of wonder, and that wonder leads to fear, and the fear leads to anxiety, and the fucking alarm bells never stop ringing, and you're scared all the time, and your body is pumping out all these chemicals because it thinks you're being chased by the saber-toothed tiger that hasn't existed in a million years or whatever, and all of this shit is happening, and the only thing you can do is put food in your face or alcohol in your face or drugs up your nose, and that's it. And you lead yourself down a path that makes it impossible for you to be successful, and you do that long enough and you'll just die a pile of shit. If you want to do that, it is your life. No judgment on that. But if you don't want to do that, if you want to stop that from happening, if you want to walk away from the misery and the hate, and you want to turn those fucking alarm bells off, then take charge. Yes. It's a lot of work. It's a shit ton of work. It is a miserable amount of work. But you want to know what? Not doing it is worse than having to do it. Choosing success over failure. Choosing love over nothing. Indifference. Choosing love over indifference. Choosing making the choice to be a whole person in your time. Folks, I gotta tell you, that will do more for your mind, more for your heart, more for your soul, more for all of it, than you have ever imagined possible. And I don't need to tell you, or at least I shouldn't need to tell you, that we don't have much time on this earth at all. Not by comparison. Right? I mean, there are sharks that are hundreds of years old. We won't make it. We're not going to make hundreds of years old. Not yet, anyway. So while you have the time, and if you can find the ambition, I'm going to say something controversial. It shouldn't be controversial, but I know it is. The most ambitious among us, the most virulently ambitious among us, are interested in making sure that not all of us do that thing. Not all of us are that way. Why? Well, because, I mean, fuck it, right? Because they don't, why would they want competition? So, we are being led into, we have been led. We're there. It's not that we're being led. We're there. We are in a situation now where we are just fat, slow, complacent, kind of stupid, just kind of in a daze of consumerist bullshit, a trap of misery. And people are breaking out of it, and they're going hard the opposite direction. You don't need to buy a farmstead, you know, buy a homestead and start raising chickens and goats and shit. If you want to, please do. By God, more people should do that. But you don't have to. You can just stop going to your drive-ins. Stop going to your drive-thrus, rather. You can stop eating fast food. You can just eat whole foods and lift heavy shit and drink a bunch of water. And you know what happens then? You fucking feel better. And you don't have that fear anymore. And you don't have that worry anymore. You don't have that concern anymore. You can do that. You can make that fucking decision today. And in 10 days, you will wonder why you didn't start it 10 days ago. It's amazing when that shit happens. I've been there a lot of times. I'm there now. And you have to make a decision not to be scared, even though you're scared. And speak, even with tears in your eyes and your quivering hands. If you're afraid, speak it anyway. Say it anyway. Do it anyway. Live anyway. Because you're going to fucking die. That's the beauty of life is death. The beauty of life is that it will end. There is a finality to it. And 200 years from now, nobody will know you existed. So that embarrassment you feel for having to do something that you don't want to do, who gives a shit? Because 5 days after you've done it, people won't remember your name. Even they won't remember what happened. And even if they do, it's not your business. It is none of your business what other people think of you. Fuck those people. Okay? Fuck those people. Either they back you or they don't. Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? Yes, and if it causes you difficulty in the short term, or if it causes you challenge, or if you have to get another job, or you have to do... Okay. Then you'll go through a little bit more misery. You'll go through a little bit more challenge. But there are no safety nets except for the ones that you create. There are no safe spaces except for the ones that you create. You don't get. Society doesn't give a shit about you. So you and everybody around you has to give a shit about you. That's it. That's the hard reality. And if we don't take advantage of all of these things, attend to our spiritual, physical, and mental health, and all of these things will come down on top of our heads, and we will die nothing. Now, nobody is expecting you to be the next big famous person that you like, whether that's Albert Einstein or Elon Musk or whoever. Think of a person that you like. Nobody's expecting you to be the next Chris Hemsworth. Nobody's expecting you to be anything. You have to go be something and make them fucking people take notice. Make them afraid of you. Make them worried about you. Make them concerned for you, because if they're talking about you, you're in their head, living rent-free. Right? Rent-free in their head. And you have control. Because when you're talking about other people, that's what's happening. They are living in your head rent-free. Charge them bitches rent. Don't let them do a goddamn thing to you. Okay? Do what you want. Do what you want, when you want to do it, and how you want it done. That's it. That's as challenging as life needs to get in the short term. But stop being afraid of everything. Don't worry about it. And I'm speaking now, especially to the young kids. Listen, you grew up in a hard time. It's a challenge. I'm not going to deny that. But let's get something straight here. Okay? Every single generation grew up in a hard time. Gen X, when we were young, holy shitballs. We were doing tornado drills, and our parents and our grandparents were doing air raid drills. So we actually thought we'd have fleets of airplanes flying overhead dropping bombs on us. So we got under desks. Like, well, at least they know where to find the bodies. Look under the fucking desks in the rubble. Likewise with all the kids will be in the hallway when the tornado hits the school. Yeah, we did all that shit. Now you've got active shooter drills. Okay, muscle up. Shit happens. Oh, we have to ban guns. We have to ban tornadoes, too. You'll have about as much fucking luck. Don't worry about banning shit. Worry about what to do with the people who commit those acts and their families. Fix the problem. You can fix it. And still let everybody do what they need to do. Right? So all of those things are, yes, you have it's a difficult time right now. And it's not been more divided in my memory. But that doesn't mean it hasn't been divided. You don't know what happened in the early parts of this country. I think slavery pretty much fucking divided us, didn't it? Right? So we kind of fought a little war over that, and the right people won. As just a bit of history, World War II might have not turned out the way it did had we not won the Civil War. Had the right people not won the Civil War. Believe me, the right people won the Civil War. But I digress. They're right here, right now. You hear that motorcycle noise in the background? There are two people on a motorcycle. I'm on a highway. The person driving is wearing his baseball cap backwards and sunglasses. The woman on the back is in shorts. Neither of them have on helmets. She has a backpack on. I'm not certain if she's wearing sunglasses. I couldn't see, but I don't think so. These people are not concerned about what happens when that bike flips. Because it might. And the injuries they will sustain will be significant if it does not kill them. They might get hit by a car that doesn't see it happen. Might have a body bouncing down the highway before you even know it. But here they are, out here right now, making the decision to take a risk and enjoy their morning and go for a ride on their motorcycle, getting from place. That might be the only way they have to get from place to place. So they're taking their fear in hand and going forward. Every day, get on that fucking motorcycle. Every day, make that decision. Every day, choose to be a different person than you were the day, the week, the year, the month before. Be a different person, a better person. Or at least try. You'll never be faulted for trying. Not now, not ever, not once, no sir, no ma'am. You're trying. And if you're trying, you're doing the best that you can to be the most successful you that you can be. And if you're doing that, boy, God bless you. Because I'll tell you this, lots of people just give up. Lots of people just wander home and stuff their faces full of shit food and get in front of their TV and go to sleep in their recliners. I'm a person who has done that and still does that every once in a while. And every once in a while, you have to do what you have to do. But when you're done with your day's requirements, when your day's obligation is through, go home and do something good for yourself, for your mental, for your mental health, for your spiritual health, for your physical health. Do something. Because the more of that you do, the more energy you will have to do more. And here's the dirty little secret that the ambitious don't necessarily think you should know or conversely would want you to do if you wanted to be ambitious too. all of that stuff that you do, the things, the attending, all of those things, the attending to your heart and your brain and your spirit, here's what that's going to do for you. That's going to make you more capable, and it's going to drive you into a place where you can get free. A few minutes on money. Short time. Money's simple. Money's just a reflection of energy, right? So if you put a little energy in, you get a little energy out. That's what jobs are, right? But if you want to be rich, if you want to be wealthy, if you want to be, if you want to have a bunch of money, then it means work, it means effort, it means challenge, it means risk. You do have to take those things, take that risk in hand, right? So what it means when I say that is this: get as much money as you can, dig in, go be greedy, take, doesn't matter how, doesn't matter what, because here's what it does. Yes, you might be able to buy Lamborghinis, which are the most useless cars on planet Earth. You might be able to go buy a multi-million-dollar mansion, which you will use, maybe a third of, and the rest will just sit empty for no reason. But if you use that intelligently, if you use that money right, it will give you freedom. The single most important thing in this life is being free. I'm going to say that to you again. The single most important thing in this life is freedom. Freedom to worship, freedom to speak, freedom to defend yourself, freedom to purchase things, freedom to live. Freedom to live in the manner with which you are most comfortable or would like to become accustomed. And you only do that by dropping fear. And you only drop fear by attending to your mind and your body and your spirit. And you get rid of fear, get that shit out of your way, and go try. And do not, in any circumstance you can imagine, be afraid to fail. You're going to fail. Win, lose, work, learn. Say it with me here, folks. Win, lose, work, learn. It's a challenge for us to do it sometimes. It's difficult for us to do it sometimes. But if we do it, boy, oh boy, can it give us... It can be a challenge for us every single day, but and typical me, right? I didn't remember the order, right? So lose, learn, work, win. Change of phrase, ladies and gentlemen. I screwed up. Lose, learn, work, win. Say it with me. Lose, learn, work, win. If you lose, you're learning. If you work with that knowledge of your loss, then you begin the winning process. And when you're winning, okay, I know there's much to be made of that. Oh, am I winning yet? Are we winning yet? But no, are you successful? What does it mean to be successful? Can you be successful just sitting there on your ass and doing what the boss tells you? Maybe. But can you be everything you want to be? Can you be free that way? You can't. Not anymore. Maybe one day in the past you could have, but not anymore. So if you're not doing for yourself and other people are doing for you, you are fucking trapped by those people. You are trapped by those people. They own you. Those handcuffs belong on your hands, and that those they clamp into the desk every single day or into your computer because you don't have the courage to go out on your own. And yes, it takes constant effort and strain and stress. And here's the other thing. It takes the ability to move and change constantly and be flexible and sell something that you fell in love with for money immediately. If you build a business that you really love and you love nothing more than going to work every day and it's instead not a business but your job, well, then you've locked in. Then you've done the thing. Then you've done it wrong. Because if somebody comes along and says, I'll give you 3x the revenue on that, and 5x the revenue on that, and you say, oh, I built it and I love it and I'm not going to leave. You're letting emotions get in the way of good sense. If you can take multi-million dollars out of a business that you created just because you just happen to love doing it, take that money, rebuild another one, and put that some of that money aside, and invest it so you don't have to work unless you want to. You don't have to do anything unless you want to. right? So get ready to be ready to become ready to ignore bullshit and not do anything that you don't want to do. By the time that you are between 50 and 60 years old, you should be free of the bonds of debt, of the bonds of, unless you're managing debt properly, like Robert Kiyosaki, unless you're doing that kind of thing, don't bother with it. It's bad news, right? Consumer debt sucks. But you have to, by that time, if you're 50 today, aim for 60. If you're 60 today, aim for 70. What? Make it a mission. Make it a focus. Make it a hard direction, right? And do not listen to anybody that tells you you can't or shouldn't. And if those people are attenuated to you, move them away, because they're stopping you from your freedom. They're stopping you from finding freedom, and that's bullshit. Oh boy, is that bullshit? Because they want you in the misery, down with them. Because they want comfort and they want company in their misery. Don't keep them around. Even if you married them, don't keep them around. They're not good for you. They're hard for you. They're bad for you. So, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors, cats and kittens, all across the fruited plain and around this big blue marble, thank you very much for your time today. That is all that I can share with you. I am spent. I am squeezed. I am done for this particular session of the Three Good Things podcast. And I hope that I have been some help or some inspiration or uplifted you or given you some fire, set some fire in your belly. And maybe you'll go out today and make a decision, maybe just to, you know, start that LLC, maybe in Wyoming, and maybe you decide to, you know, make it simple for you and throw a couple $100 at it and then start to figure out what to put in there and then start to build assets and then you start to see some success and then maybe you learn how to day trade and you make a little bit of money and then who knows what's possible. But I know nothing is possible if nothing is attempted. So go forth today and at least plan to attempt something successful and aim for your freedom, because that freedom is the goal, and you will make it. I promise you, you make it. You'll make it. And you everybody has their own struggle, but you'll make it. And that's that. Please, please, please be excellent to each other. Bye-bye.